Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin 117. These two psukim, these two verses, will change your life. Let's see how. This is the shortest perek in all of Tanakh, and describes all the nations of the world praising God. It has two psukim to represent the only two groups who will exist in the Messianic times, the Jews and the righteous Gentiles. The Jews will live by the Torah, and the non-Jews will abide by the seven Noahide laws. So as you say these words, visualize them, because it will happen. The only question is when and how. So enjoy your visualization. Pasuk Aleph. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol ha'umim, praise Hashem, all nations, all people, sing his praises. And the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni explains that the goyim refer to those nations who are currently antagonistic to the Jewish people and their values. The umim are those who are benevolent to the Jewish people. But both will praise Hashem. So just imagine for a second, let's indulge ourselves. The Iranians, the Chinese, along with the North and South Koreans, the Americans, the Germans, the English, the Alsis, the countries of South America, the tribes of Africa, the Arabs in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Syria. Keep going on in your mind and envision them all praising Hashem. And this song gets even better, because what's going to motivate them to praise Hashem? Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Ki gavar aleinu chasdo, v'emes Hashem li'olam. For his kindness is strong upon us, and his truth is forever. Meaning they will see how God does kindness with us, and that's going to make them praise him. They will see the Jewish people redeemed, secure in our land, which is kindness from Hashem. But it's also the fulfillment of the emet, of the truth of God's promise in the Torah and in the Nevi'im, in the prophets. So they're going to praise Hashem that all is good with us and for us. Why? Let's explore this further. Nations praising God for his chesed to us. So one answer that I'd like to share with you is based on a story that happened to Rav Itzlov of Volozhin. And a Russian officer came to him and challenged him, saying, why should non-Jews praise God? And Sir Vichela looked at the Russian policeman and said, you more than anyone else knows how many plots and decrees you made or overlooked that other people did that would have harmed Jewish people. And it didn't work. You saw how so many of them just didn't materialize. And we didn't even know. So goyim sometimes know the chesed that Hashem does for the Jewish people more than the Jewish people themselves. But let's look at it in another way as well. The world benefits from God's kindness and truth to us. For example, we're forgiven on Yom Kippur. 5 days later, we celebrate at the Beis HaMikdash. We celebrate Sukkot. During Sukkot, we're offering sacrifices every single day for the welfare of the 70 nations. When the Jewish people merit good, the world benefits. The Gemara in Sukkah 55b tells us that the nations of the world didn't realize that when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they too lost so much protection. If they only realized how good our Beis HaMikdash was for their welfare, they would have brought us building materials. They would have set up guards to protect it so no one else could harm the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't realize, but they will in the future. The Midrash Mechilta tells us another example of this, of the non-Jews benefiting from the chesed, the kindness that the Jews receive. When the Jewish people received the man in the desert, that which was left over from the man on a daily basis melted into streams, and the streams flowed into the sea, and animals drank from the water, fish grew in this water, and when people ate the animals and the fish, The food tasted so much better and was so much healthier. We don't have a vision of the Messianic era where we will now be able to dominate over others and denigrate them. Our vision is that everybody will share in some way from the clear abundance of chesed that we will receive from God, and in turn share the chesed with the rest of the world. The whole world will clearly see the benefit to them when Hashem will strengthen us with his kindness and his truth. As you conclude this short Tehillim, think about this. What if you knew with absolute certainty what would be in your future? If we knew that in a year's time we would get a certain job, having that clarity would help us now to make decisions about how to live. We would start training now for that job. So if you would see your great future, your decisions would be stronger and executed with so much more confidence. Small inconveniences in your life or disappointments, they wouldn't take up so much space in your mind. So in this song, David visualizes a future when everybody would praise God. He tells us with certainty what will be. And he gives us this mizmor because he wants us to have that vision too. And it's not always an easy picture to envision because it seems so far from our reality. But as you sing this song, see the picture in your mind as clearly as possible. See the UN building no longer in the city of New York, but in Yerushalayim. And these verses of Perek Kuf Yud Zayin are displayed on top of the wall so large. Then continue your vision and look at yourself in this picture. What are you doing? How are you acting? What are your thoughts and opinions? What are your priorities at this time where all believe in God and respect his law? The clearer you see yourself in the future, the more confidence you will have now to live with these priorities. And so this vision of the future will strengthen you and direct you in the present. And our transformation in the present will bring this vision to reality sooner than we could ever imagine. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.